Okay, I'll do my best. Hi, this is Kirsten, and I'm a psychic medium, and I'm also an awakening and empowerment coach, and I'm so super honored to be here with my friend and mentor, Kim Pereira, who is a client-centered approach in her business, and I really wanted to open up and Kim, how do you help people, and how can we find you?
Right, so I help people in several ways because not one approach will fit everybody. So I really am a person who customizes my work to what people need. And I hang out in Burlington. We have an office down there where we also do yoga and we have spiritual practices that take place. And I do individual work with all the tools in my toolkit. So there's psychotherapy in my toolkit. There's neuro-linguistic programming, meditation, hypnosis and hypnotherapy, all kinds of tools, because that way it allows me to really tune in to what are people needing, where do they want to go, and how can I best help and serve them. So for more information, I guess, if people are looking for more details on that, they can go to the website, which is activatedglobal.com. So all those pieces are there.
Okay, thank you so much, Kim. And like I said, I'm so honored to have you here. You have been a big support in my life in transitioning and really overcoming a lot of the hidden scenarios that were coming up where I've played a victim. And so with that, I thought I am going to invite Kim to help through this time right now, because when we talked before we hit the record button, you were explaining to me being at the effect. And today you're going to help us through to move back to being a co-creator. And so what words could you support us on today?
Yeah. So I think the first thing is, you know, we use the victim word quite loosely in our society right now, and it's gotten this really bad rep. And I think it's important to identify that the alternative language to that language is important, because it decides, you know, how we talk to ourselves and it influences how we feel about ourselves. So rather than victim in the NLP, the neuro-linguistic programming world, we use the term being at effect, and moving into a place of being at effect of the world or of our circumstances or of situations that are happening where we feel they're happening to us instead of happening with us. And so that's an important distinction, and moving into a place of being a victim of circumstances or being a victim of situations is really a disempowering place. And it's very easy for us to go there whenever we come across a situation that is new to us. Because when something is brand new, we don't have an experience with how to handle it. We may not have the skills to handle it, or any of the tools that we even know where to begin to manage or to work through a new situation. And so our default is kind of to become at effect of it. This is happening to me. And we lose our sense of how we actually can become empowered to move through it in a way that's beneficial for us. So that's the first piece, is just kind of recognizing when we're feeling like, oh my gosh, the world is, what a world, you know, we go into a drama space.
Yeah, and that's what's been happening. And I've been supporting a group of ladies, and we've been having discussions based on really having a difficult time processing, seeing other people being victimized, and then playing that trauma out as if, how can we manage with it? It just becomes so unmanageable within our own state to see and watch other people in the world, you know, with their stories. And so how do we get grounded and not allowing ourselves to get so caught up in what's going on around us?
Right. So one of the things around self-awareness that's really valuable in this type of a situation is to understand if you are a big picture thinker, or if you are an all options thinker, or if you are a nitty gritty detailed down in the weeds kind of thinker. So the big picture thinkers, they're going to be like working with it's everywhere I go. It's on a global scale. How is this affecting our world? And how is this affecting our universe and our overall growth as beings? And our options people are like, oh, look, there's this news report, and there's this news report, and there's this health report, and there's this health report, and they're looking at all of the different pieces. And then down in the weeds, thinkers are like, okay, so here's my to-do list. I have all of these extra things to do. And at every level, there's overwhelm. So whatever type of thinker you naturally are, whether you're big picture, options, or specifics and details, your goal is to move either up or down the ladder. So that's one of the ways we can look at what can we do about something, or how can we handle something, or why is this happening, is we move through the levels of how we approach it in our way of thinking about it.
I love this. So the first level, when you talked about the big picture thinker, was somebody who takes a look at how overwhelming, and I know that there's this the saying that we could really take a molehill and make a mountain out of it. Is that what you're saying? And how could we pull ourselves back to a proper perspective?
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it. We make a molehill into a mountain. And so one of the things that often accompanies big picture thinkers is the question of why is this happening? So to begin to move down the levels, we want to look at a different question, which is a how question. Right? How do I feel about it? How do I want to react to this? How do I want to move forward? And it begins to bring our thinking down to something more tangible, where we begin to look at possibilities and options for taking action. As soon as we do that, any of the tools we're already aware of now begin to become functional for us.
Oh, so what I'm hearing is that we need to be very conscious about where we're hanging out, and we need to actually take a conscious choice on how we're thinking. And so how could we hang out on that question right now and say, well, what could we do to bring us into that present moment and choose? Because a lot of people they feel a victim, and they don't know how to pull in those helpful thoughts that will help them up the ladder. So what could you offer?
Yeah. So the first piece of anything is noticing, like you said, where we're hanging out. And you're going to notice that because you feel like crap. You're going to feel bad, right? We have to tune in. Our feelings are our guide signs along our journey. And so as soon as we tune into what we're feeling, if we're feeling immense fear, if we're feeling immense anxiety or stress or sadness, or any of those negative emotions are our guideposts that we are hanging out way too much and spending way too much time and energy in whatever camp we're in. So when we have that awareness, it truly is asking ourselves a question. How do I want this to be different? That's the very first question.
Yeah. Changing our vision, changing our inner mental images and pictures on how we see the world. Yeah. That's
brilliant. Exactly. Because if we've been focusing on how we don't want it, we get more of that. Mm-hmm. So let's change the question and go to, okay, well, how do I want it instead? Mm-hmm. And so when we begin to ask that question, we start opening up to the possibility of how can I make that happen? So these are specific questions. If anybody is listening and wants to write that down, this is an excellent process to follow through, because I've used it for years myself. I'm a big picture thinker, right? So whenever I would get caught up there, bringing it down.
I love this, because you know what it does for me? When I always look at, well, what's my end goal? What do I really want? Where are my values? I start to actually put all the things because sometimes I have to walk myself through it, which is acknowledging and where I'm feeling. Well, right now I'm afraid. Right now I'm anxious. And then I go, well, why? What do I want? I want to be at peace. And then I'm like, well, what will bring me to peace? So it ends up being a process of really having that inner dialogue with yourself.
Yeah. And also, or writing it out too. Like you said, you know, we have to sometimes write it out so we can see it. And even asking ourselves that question externally, you know, what do I want instead? Because our starting point is always acknowledging where we are in the present. Mm. As soon as we get into that present moment, now we can work with what's in front of us, because we don't know what's coming down the road, and what's past has already been. So where am I now? And we don't even have to go to like values and all of those big concepts. It could be just like you said, I am feeling fear. And I want to feel calm.
So what I'm hearing you say is, in order to accept, it's not that we're brushing it away or sweeping it away, because acceptance does not mean that we have to be peaceful with the things that are going on. No. All it means is that we allow ourselves to come into a place, at least neutralness, in order for us to begin to see how we want things and how we can look at the other levels on that ladder of thinking.
Exactly. Yes. And that's a really good point, Kirsten, is that this process is not designed to be comfortable. It's uncomfortable because we're out of alignment. And that's the hallmark of it. So that's really our guidepost to say something is not okay for me. And now I get to do the piece of figuring out how do I want it to be different and how can I get back into alignment so that I can re-experience a different level or a different type of comfort. So we really want to follow the feelings, and when we acknowledge them and accept that they're there and that what their purpose is, they are functional. Emotions are immensely valuable feedback for us about our current state of being. So we really do want to honor and with gratitude, give gratitude to our bodies and to our hearts and our minds and our spirits for indicating when we're out of alignment. And that helps us take the judgment out of a negative feeling or towards a negative feeling, because it's just a function of being a human. Mm-hmm. Thank you for me being human and having these indicators for where I can bring myself into greater alignment to move towards where I ultimately do want to be.
Mm-hmm. And so that's where the balancing is. It's really recognizing, okay, these are things that are going on. We've taken our focus solely on what's not serving the world and how we are judging it and putting meaning to it, because that's going to trigger sorrow, helplessness, and powerlessness. And we're being in a victim mentality. So what we're doing is we're opening ourselves up to sort of take a broader perspective and ground ourselves in the fact that there is harmony coming in and things that are playing that we can be grateful for. And I think being able to have your attention on what you can appreciate in times of crisis and trauma is what keeps us anchored in our power. And so,
yeah, absolutely. That's a really valuable piece. Like focus, in my world, my focus determines my reality. If I'm focusing on negative things, I'm going to be experiencing negative things. If I'm focusing on places where I can be grateful and thankful, then I'm going to be experiencing things in a grateful and thankful way. And my choice as a co-creator is, where do I want to hang out? How do I want to feel? Our feelings are a relevant experience. And that's where, when we are feeling something, we enter into a frequency of that feeling. And that frequency brings us and attracts us to more things on that same frequency and on that same level. So if you don't like the things that are showing up in your world, we talk about, well, change your mind, change your life, you know, but how do you do that? Well, guess what? We actually have to tune into, how are we feeling?
Yeah,
you don't like how you're feeling, where are you focusing?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the portal into being open to the higher aspect of who we are. And that's where we can really wield our power in a useful way.
So absolutely. Yeah. And because that alignment, it's exactly that. It's that alignment when we are what we'd say congruent with ourselves, when we, our heart is lined up with our thoughts, which is lined up with our body, which is lined up with our spirit, that becomes that conduit and that channel for bringing down all of those amazing, beautiful things that we are up in the higher ethers, higher planes, higher frequencies. When we become congruent and aligned, it's so easy to work with higher self. It's so easy to bring those pieces down because we're a clear conduit and we are fully aligned that way. Mm-hmm. So it really does complete the process.
Mm-hmm. So I find that when we reach that state, when we actually are at the in a state of consciousness in the present moment, and we can begin to start opening our hearts to understanding those broader perspectives that we often dismiss away. You know, a lot of people, when you try to give them some simple advice or to bridge the gap between the fear and anxiety to peace and ease, they're not going to want to know about the spiritual meanings of life and the universal principles. So I think that's when we'll be more open to understand what the true meaning is and how we are a bigger player in this and how we are influencing everyone around us.
Absolutely. And, you know, that brings up another important piece, which is there are a lot of ways that being at effect of the world actually serves us. And there's often some kind of a benefit at times for people to see themselves in a role of disempowerment. And so if that's operating for people, if that's operating for you, you really want to check in with how does my negative emotion serve me? Because that's really pointing you towards an unmet need that is requiring your attention. And if that is running for you, I'm telling you now, there are such better, healthier, better feeling, easier ways to get that need met without having to hang out in that really yucky feeling place. And the courage point, like courage comes into this a bit where we're reaching out for support, like for what you do, Kirsten, and for what I do. And, you know, there's lots of people who are willing to guide and help people out of feeling really bad as their only way of interacting with their world. And that courage is the self-awareness piece. Oh, I'm here. And you know what? Sometimes I like it. I like being in there and I like bringing people with me because it gives me a sense of a burst of energy. Well, there's other easier, better ways for you to do that and to receive that than hanging out in the crappy place. So, you know, I encourage people to really explore what do they need? What's at the root of that? What do they need? And then what would they like instead of doing the negative piece and feeling bad in order to meet that need? What's something they might like to try? You know, maybe it's skateboarding even. I don't know, skateboarding or rollerblading or getting out there. Maybe it's just meditating and being still. Maybe it's getting an angel card reading, you know, and just to reconnect with the pieces that can help give them some insight into getting that energy burst or that calmness or that ease that they're actually seeking. Better, healthier ways to meet those needs for sure.
Yeah. So it seems to come around to bringing it back to yourself, because the power is not outside of us. The circumstances in this world are going to come and they're going to go, and we're going to have the ups and downs. And I like what you said, things will get uncomfortable, but this is an opportunity for us to evolve and to use the time to see, well, why am I hanging out, pitching my tent and getting stuck in here? What can I do to heal? And to, like, if you could feel it, you can heal it, as I've heard. And I can't tell you where that quote came from, but that's my philosophy on this time right now. It's like, well, why am I struggling and having a difficult time seeing things in a way that I've lost my power, and how can I move into a more victorious state? And that's an opportunity that we can all work on. And so, Kim, I love what you said. If you are struggling through it, then this is an opportunity for you to see, why am I being stuck in focusing and having these repetitive patterns come up in my life? And maybe reach out to Kim, and she can definitely help you through that. I know that she's been a wealth of support in my life. And so thank you so much, Kim. It was a pleasure to talk to you today, and continue doing your work. Blessings to you.
Thank you, Kirsten. My pleasure.
Thank you for everyone for listening today. Take care.